Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding a Demai Daf Lamed Vov in the Oiz Vador edition. Perek Revi'i, beginning of Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamadir is Chaveiro Sheyoichal Etzloi. Someone tells his friend, I'm giving you a neder that you must eat by me. If not, you'll be also in everything that I have. V'hu'einu ma'aminu ala ma'isris. And the guest does not trust the host on ma'isris. Oichalim v'bishabas v'shoyni. You can eat by him the first Shabbos. Even though he doesn't trust him. But there's one condition that the host needs to tell him it is Musa, even though we don't trust him. But as long as he said it's okay for this first Shabbos, it's fine. The Gemara is going to explain what is the significance of the first Shabbos. Ubishabbos Shabbos, the second Shabbos. Even though the host is trying very strongly to get the guest to come. He does a neder. He says, if you don't come to me, I'm going to be annoyed to everything that I have on you. In other words, it's very important for the host to have the guest. Still, lo yoichal ad she'aser, cannot eat by him unless he does ma'aser himself. Says the Gemara, what's that Shabbos for Shoyno? B'Shabbos shel prut gamyo. Prut gamyo means it's the first Shabbos of marriage. A person gets married, and the first Shabbos, they have Shabbos Shabbos. They have a special time of simcha for the chosam. The chosam, the host, is inviting his friends, and said, please come to my simcha. And that's what the Gemara explains, hetiru mipnei evo. They allowed it, because if not, there'll be a lot of anger, a lot of fighting. The person's going to be upset that on his friend is not coming to join his simcha. So that first Shabbos, you're allowed to eat by him, even though he doesn't trust his hafroshas ma'isus. Says the Gemara, of Avin, kanitiru tevelim mishum darke shalom. This is almost like tevel, because Rabbanon considered Amma Aretz, that his fruits are tevel, we call it demai, it's a suffix, but he has a level of tevel, and we're allowing it because of darkei shalom and to have peace. Rav Yirmiyahu asked, if it's because darkei shalom, lama li bilvad shiyomer lemusarim? So why does the host have to say it's musar? Really, we don't trust him. So if we don't trust him, it doesn't matter if he says something, doesn't say anything, but the only reason we're allowing it, because it's a suffix, and here we're doing it because darkei shalom. According to our Gilsa, so the Gemara stays with the question. Reb Chaim brings that according to the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara answers what we had earlier in the Masechta, the Ilumot, so you have to have some excuse, something to hang your hat on. You have to have some reason to say, you know what, he said it's okay, I have something to rely on. Says the Gemara, Shalu b'Shabbos v'shayno v'loy bo. If he invited the first Shabbos, and he didn't come, Hashniyo ma'ushetehoso v'shayno. Can the second Shabbos, can he rely on him on this in the second Shabbos? Say, this is my first Shabbos. I couldn't come the first Shabbos. So for me, the first Shabbos is the second Shabbos. And the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara does not answer. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisdo, Kan Shaninu Sh'osu L'chaver Sh'yoichal B'Sa'udo She'en L'Shem. Here we learn a person is not allowed to eat in a meal that's not a Seudas Mitzvah. Meaning the first Shabbos, it's considered to be a Seudas Mitzvah because the Shabbat Baruches of the Chosan. So then you're allowed to eat there because the Hakei Shalom. But the second Shabbos is not a mitzvah anymore, so here Rabbanan did not allow because Darkei Shalom. And the Vilna Gaon adds that that's the reason we're saying your Shabbos should put gamio. Why can't you just say every first Shabbos you can do because of Evo? The answer is specifically here you have to have not only that it's a Shabbos of Shurim, I'm telling you that it's a Shabbos of mitzvah, of simcha, of a chasen, that that's where you can do it. And the reason why we need it to tell you a lesson, to teach you a lesson, that a tebuchacho should not eat in a seudu, should not a seudu's mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Halacha Gimel, in Odom Shem al when a person takes from the Amoritz his fruits, so we have different Maisers that one is obligated to do. There's Maiser Rishon that has to go to the Levi. There's Maiser Shein, the second Maiser that comes out in year number 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. And that Maiser, a person has to take the fruits and go to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And then you have Maisa Oni that comes in year 3. In year 6, the second Maisa, year 3, year 6, is the Maisa you take out and give it to the poor. So Reb Lozer tells us over here that when a person takes from Haaretz, he doesn't have to take out, he doesn't have to be mafrish in Maisa Oni, because we assume that probably the Haaretz did do it. We rely on him that he probably did it. He should at least say, there is Maisa Oni in these fruits. He doesn't have to take it out, because he doesn't have to give it to the Oni. Because right now it's only a suffix. It's a maybe. Ma'aser oni is not usur for a regular person to eat. It's just a problem of gezel, of stealing. You're stealing from the oni. But by gezel we have the rule, ha'moitzi mechaveru olav arayo. You want to come take money from me, you need to bring proof that I owe you. Here at the Suffolk, he may or may not. We don't know if that Moritz did it or not. So therefore, the person, one is not obligated to pay the Ani mitzad hilchus choshemishpot from the halacha of Mammon. You don't have to pay him. So say Rabbanon, just make sure that you mafish in the Torah. What was it explained to us? Rabbanon said, why not? If anyway you're doing a fresh one, anyway you can eat it, so just give it a name, saying in these fruits there's also my sani, which I'm going to eat myself. So Mishnah goes on and says, Mishakara Shem Latrumas Maitse Shodmai. Person went and gave a name to his Maitse Shodmai, which that's the part that you need to give to the Kohen. Because we're talking here about the Trumas Maitse. After from the Maitse Rishon, 10% of that goes to the Kohen, and that only the Kohen can eat, nobody else can eat it. So you must give that to the Kohen. So someone gave a name and said, this is the Trumas Maitse of a Kohen. Or Maitse Ani Shalvadai, or in a case that you have a regular fruits, not Dmai. A real fruits that you know for sure there was no maizes the first time you're doing maizes there. So there you have over here 10% it's to go to the ani, and then you have to give to the ani. And these cases, lo yitle mishabbos. Reb Chaim explains, don't send it in Shabbos to the koyin and to the ani. But it says the Mishnah daf amavol base, if you may a koyin ani lemudim loichel etzloi, but if the koyin and ani are used to eating by this person, so it doesn't look like he's giving it to them on Shabbos. You come and give them to eat in his house. Without Shiodim, he has to let them know that he's not giving them tzedakah, he's not giving them free food. He's giving them something that they own. So they're not gonna feel that they're getting a favor. It's really something that belongs to them. So the Gemara, Rabba Barhuno B'Shem Rav, Ha'oichel Peroisov Tvulim L'Maisoni Chayav Miso. If someone eats fruits, and in the fruits is a mixture of Maisoni, they did not take out the Maisoni, or did not designate Maisoni. So it's chayav miso, because it's tevel, it's still tevel. You have over here a mixture of something which is eating finished to fix the fruits. So, well, my time with Rabbi Elazar. If so, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah that you say that Amoritz does not have to, you don't have to take out my sa'oni from fruits that you take from Amoritz? Says the Gemara, mikivan shu yodea shu b'oven miso mafish. It's because Amoritz knows there's oven miso. We assume they probably did my sa'oni. Why? Because it doesn't cost them anything. It means you do that for sure. He does not give it to the ani. And if someone takes these fruits from the Amoritz, even if he's taking the Maisoni too, the only thing he's over is Gezel, not Miso. It's not Chiyuv Miso. Once there was a Frosha, once there was a designation of Maisoni. So we're assuming the Amoritz probably did it. It's an easy thing to do, just to do that Frosha. So we assume he probably did that, so our blows are holds. My time is up, and why Rabbanon argue? But loikach koyoshem hino tzuch lafish. Meaning, why not do it? You're right, most probably the Maisoni was done by the Amoritz. But you should be machmet to do it as well, just in case he didn't. And anyway, that you don't lose anything by doing it because the he doesn't have to give it to the honey anyway, because the moitzim chaver olav raya. Continues the Gemara we're going to use here, Reb Chaim's girsa, which is based on the Gruel. Reu oisoi mafrisheni. They see him taking out ma'isa sheni. Neman le sheni, neman le rishon. You know, if you trust him for the sheni, when you saw him doing the sheni, you assume he probably did also the rishon. If you saw him doing the Maaseh Rishon, Neman L'Sheni, you assume he did Maaseh Sheni as well. Neman L'Sheni ain't a Neman L'Rishon. If he did the Maaseh Sheni, doesn't mean he did Maaseh Rishon. Now the reason of Rabbanon is very clear. Maaseh Rishon you have to give to the Levi. So if he does Maaseh Rishon, they give to the Levi, of course he does Maaseh Sheni, which he can use himself. What is Maaseh Sheni? Person takes out the second Maaseh and he eats himself in Yerushalayim. So if something has to give to somebody else, you say that you know he did right. So of course, Ma'aseh Sheni, that's for himself, he did right. But if he did Ma'aseh Sheni for himself, it doesn't mean he did Ma'aseh Rishon. Says the Gemara now, but what's the Svar of Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar argues, it says the opposite. What's his reasoning? Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Elazar. Shu she'eino choshu la'agdim, or mishu she'ifri sheni chazok she'ifri rishon. Is the reason because there is a din in the Torah that you now have to do one Ma'aseh before the other, not in the right order? You're supposed to do Ma'aseh Rishon first, Ma'aseh Sheni second. So you're saying, if you see that Amoritz doing Ma'aseh Sheni, he probably did Ma'aseh Rishon, because he would not skip, he wouldn't have changed the order. This is something they're careful about, not to change the order. So if he did Ma'aseh Sheni, he did Ma'aseh Rishon, because he would not skip the order. Is that the reason? Or the reason is, if you see him doing Sheni, it's a Chazok, he probably did the first as well, because you see this person cares about Ma'aseh. Says the Gemara, bring her away. Look at our Mishnah. We said that Maisa Oni you don't have to do. Why? You assume that Amoritz did it. Ha Rishon, that's the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Tzorich, Maisa Rishon you do have to do. Meaning a person takes from Amoritz. Maisa Oni you assume that Amoritz already did. Maisa Rishon not. So meaning the Amoritz skipped the order. He did Maisa Ani, but he didn't do Maisa Rishon. So you see, he doesn't care about the order. So you see, the order is now very important for him. And the Gemara concludes this in Daflam Zayin Amud Aleph. Ma'im Sheni Shein L'Rabba Toiva Sano. Ma Maisa Sheni. That it's not Toiva Sano. Toiva Sano means a small benefit that you can choose who to give it to. It's much more than that. Maisa Sheni is all for yourself. The Amoritz can keep the Maisa Sheni for himself, meaning that he's going to use it for himself to go take it to Yerushalayim. So if Sheni, it's not a small Toiva Sano. And the Gersa of Chaim is Hifrish if Maisa Sheni, which he himself is enjoying. He did a Frasho. Oni, Maisa Oni, she yesh le rabbi Toiva Sano. Maisa Oni, that all he has is Toiva Sano, not more than that. He just has the benefit of giving to the Oni that he could choose. Like Koshkatz, of course he did that. Meaning, if you say that he cares about the order, and therefore he would not do Shein if he didn't do Rishon, so of course he wouldn't have done Oni if he wouldn't have done Rishon. Because there's more of a reason for him to do Shein that he enjoys himself than to do Oni or Rishon. So if you say when he did Shani, I know for sure he did Rishon, because that's the right order. So if he did Ani, for sure he did Rishon as well. The fact you don't say that shows that the reasoning of Blazer is not because of order. The order, he doesn't care about the order. It's just when a person does Maisa Shani, we have a Chazak, he probably did Maisa Rishon. That's a Chazak that we have, but we don't have that Chazak regarding Maisa Ani. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Lamed Vav.